Good morning. I'm not a big social media person, but someone showed me a video the other day from Instagram. It was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen, so I had to share it with you. So there was a husband and wife sitting on their couch, just watching TV, having a nice quiet evening. All of a sudden, the wife jumped up, started screaming, flailing her arms around. If you can picture this, she's running around in circles and looking around, grabbing things, putting them under her arm, taking as much as she can carry out the front door. And what does her husband do? He does exactly what she did. Even though he didn't know what in the world his wife was doing, he jumped up, he started yelling, he started grabbing things. I think he even grabbed a lamp and ran out the front door with her. The funny thing is, the wife did it on purpose. There was nothing wrong. It was a joke. She wanted to see, and this is the name of the joke, or I guess they call it a challenge or something. She wanted to see if he would match her energy. In other words, if he would do whatever she did without even knowing why she was doing it, or why he was doing it. And he did it. And people all over the country are doing it. And it's hysterical. But I mean, I'm somebody who likes to hide in closets and pop out at people. So you may not find it as funny. Well, Jesus wants us to not be so easily led to match the energy of the world. What he wants us to do is hear his voice. In fact, he says, "My sheep hear my voice." And I got to thinking about that a lot. I think what he's saying is not that there's just some of us that are programmed to his frequency, you know, programmed to pick up his channel, and only some people can pick up that channel. I think what he's saying is, we must choose to hear his voice. And it's important to choose to hear his voice because his voice isn't going to lead us running and screaming out the front door for no reason. His voice as our shepherd isn't going to lead us in the wrong direction. In fact, his voice is going to lead us in the direction that's best for us, best for our lives. And since he is a shepherd, something that even he used to illustrate our relationship to him, that makes us sheep. And sheep are animals that flock. They like to be in groups. And that's wonderful. For humans, though, some of us like to be in groups. Some of us were a little bit more introverted and have a harder time with groups, but regardless, we are all influenced by each other, and we have to be careful about the voices that we let lead us. We have to choose who and what we're going to listen to. And boy, there's a lot of noise out there. Oh my goodness, there's noise coming at us from so many directions. Have you ever felt like you were just being pounded with things from the media, things from your friends, things from your family? Nobody really means any harm, but voices after voices after voices. And it can sometimes make it hard to think. It can sometimes make it hard to do what's right and to do what we were created to do, which is to be good to the best of our ability. And so, how do we stay in tune with just Jesus' voice? Now, when I say just his voice, I don't mean you don't listen to your parents. Of course you do. I don't mean you don't have friends who influence you. Of course you do. But in the end, if there are choices to make about what to do and what to say and how to think, those choices should be made following Jesus. And so how do we keep that channel tuned? I just think that every day we have to remind ourselves to keep checking, to keep taking stock of where we are. And how do you do that? Just keep your ears open and your eyes peeled and remind yourself daily and maybe throughout the day, okay, am I tuned in? Am I aware? Do I know that I'm near the shepherd? If I turn and look, is he right there? So let's pray we can all do that. Dear Lord, help us to be good sheep and hear your voice above all the rest. Amen.